7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, founder, host, erstwhile producer, editor-in-chief for all these years.
Mr. White.
You can check out what it looks like at DougSteffen.com. There's a picture of me in front of a microphone. It's actually the first frame in a video. If you watch that, you can see Jennifer and Roberta and Richie. The only person who's not there is Kenny. I think everybody else is there, right? It's your, yeah,
yes.
I think everybody else is there. Okay, so Gwyneth Paltrow says that she is embarrassed to be the most beautiful woman in the world.
Right.
Whatever.
Sure.
She's having the cover of People magazine framed and posted on her wall right now.
Well, listen.
I asked Jennifer this yesterday.
Did you? What did you ask her?
I said, if you were voted most beautiful woman in the world, would you be egotistical enough? I didn't really say that, but
you
I said, would you?
Would
I
you?
Said, would you frame and mount the picture of the cover of the magazine in your house?
And I let out an expletive and said, yeah.
yeah.
She said I'd mail copies of it to my friends and family.
I do a constant contact and release like a PDF file around to all my friends. Of course.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe hand it out for Christmas.
Nice. Here's the story from the Mall of America. How many people have been
to there?
It's the biggest mall in the world. Ed McMahon, I remember when he went there to open it, the grand opening celebration. And this has got to have been, 25, 26, 27 years ago? How long? That thing's been there for a long time. My sister lives nearby.
Yeah.
Apparently it's like a city. You can't imagine how big it is unless you've been there. They have a problem there. There are 72,000 ladybugs that have been released in the Mall of America to fix a problem. The problem is there is some kind of insect inside the mall, and because it is fully enclosed, it is of, in a manner of speaking, of itself or into itself. The mall is infested with some kind of bug that lives in the 30,000 live plants and trees that are in the mall. They are supposed to act as air purifiers for the mall itself, but a bunch of aphids? How do you pronounce it? I think it's always been aphids, what I remember.
I do not know.
Aphids. They are insects that feed on plants. Somehow have gotten inside the Mall of America, and they are doing just that. They are feeding on the plants. So the only way they can get them is to have their natural enemy introduced into the mall, and their natural enemy is the ladybug.
Oh, cool.
Ladybugs are members of a family of beetles, which are valued by gardeners. They eat pests like the aphids. So if you go into the Mall of America, or maybe you'll see some pictures of this, because this is just sort of developing now. I'm looking at, we have a picture of it at DougSteffen.com, as a matter of fact. I like ladybugs. They're all over my studio. They're walking around on the papers that I have in front of me. They're walking around the screens, and they're walking around the windows. They're all over the place.
What is it
here
that makes a little kid love to have a ladybug walking on their hand, but like a cockroach?
Good.
Not so much.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Ladybugs are sweet.
They're sort of the biological defense system, anyway, says the manager of the Mall of America. They have, in no small way, checked all kinds of environmental services out, and they've decided the ladybugs are the way to deal with it. They certainly were going to use commercial pesticides. Can you imagine what that would do to the quality of the air?
No.
In the mall? No. Shoppers are complaining, though, because the ladybugs fly onto the food at the food court.
And I would imagine that a good portion of these ladybugs end up in the clothes and or bags and
right.
leave the mall and
yeah.
go home with you.
Right. Well, but they're not going to do anything except help you. Ladybugs
no, but
purely one of nature's greatest gifts.
That 72,000, well, everything is nature's greatest gift because everything has a purpose.
But aphids, what's the purpose of aphids other than to eat up all of the stuff there?
I'm sure they have a
eat
purpose.
Eat ladybugs.
Right.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Kenny. Ken's always on top of things. So at any rate, that's one of the stories we have posted today at DougSteffen.com. Richie has a problem with, well, I'm not sure whether you have a problem. It's like 60 seconds on the this bill that's before the Senate now, pushed by.
Apparently, since the gun legislation just basically got shut down, they're really trying to push some legislation through to get it done. And this internet sales tax, which I have been vehemently against, is really looks like it's going to get through. And one of the things I didn't really think about, so I'm a little bit conflicted now, is that the brick and mortar stores have this this problem that they call showrooming, mm-hmm. where people will walk through their stores, check out the product, and then go home and buy it on the internet.
That's why a lot of stores are now charging you to just go in and shop if you don't buy something.
Right. So there are a lot of Republican and Democrat senators who are backing this bill just to kind of help their brick and mortar constituents. So I'm a little bit conflicted on it, but they're saying it's going to be really tough for the internet stores to be able to collect taxes. They're going to have to collect taxes for people from all 50 states. Whereas if you go in and buy something, for example, Maryland, that store only has to know, okay, here's the Maryland tax law, and here's the percentage. Now, if you have an internet business, you have to be signed up and be able to collect taxes for all 50 states. And then there are states who don't collect taxes, like Montana, sales taxes, like Montana and Delaware, who have no infrastructure for this whatsoever, collecting taxes, and now they're going to have to build it from scratch. So there's some of the problems.
Build it, and they will not come. All right, so that's
somebody like TurboTax will come up with some easy little program that they can.
The states, it's incumbent upon the states to provide the retailers, the internet retailers, with the software, but you still need the infrastructure.
Another unfunded mandate, thanks to the federal government.
Right.
All right, Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us later in the hour to talk about how those people in that small Illinois town are going to deal with the people that were killed there yesterday. And meanwhile, Dr. Ken Kronhaus has a practical approach to, say it again, Doug, there it is, a practical approach to the medical news of the week. Up next here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it, I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Time now for a visit from our friend, one of the medical experts on the Good Day program, is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with an overview of the medical news from this week. I thought it was interesting that Dwayne Johnson, you know him as The Rock Ken, has posted a picture of himself on Twitter, letting his fans know that he's doing well after undergoing emergency hernia surgery. Apparently, he had a problem in a big wrestling match that he had, and so he got a hernia. Do people who are big like that more likely have a problem with hernias, or is it something, is it men, women? Who has problems with hernias, and that they're different kinds of hernias?
Anybody can get a hernia. It depends on what kind of equipment you're born with. It depends on, some people, how active you are.
It has equipment. In other words, how well
you're
built
together.
Really? Isn't that interesting? I know a lot of men who are farmers that have hernias. They've had them. I've never had the problem, frankly.
Well, there's just a tear in the support of the abdominal contents, and lifting can continue.
They just tie it up, right? Don't they stitch it up or something?
They put a screen in over to fill the rip or the hole.
You guys are doing well.
Yeah, right. And then we sew you back up.
All right, let's deal with diabetes. Those of you who are addicted to sugary drinks better take note of what Ken has to say here.
This week in the medical journal, Diabetologia.
Say that again, please.
Drinking just one can of sugar laced soda drink a day amazingly increases the risk of developing diabetes by more than a fifth, Doug. They saw that every extra 12 fluid ounce can serving of sugar sweetened drink, this is like one can of soda, raises the risk of diabetes by a whopping 22% compared with drinking just one can a month or less.
Wow. Your daughter was on our Good Day Weekend program talking about something that is affecting more and more teenagers. I guess I was thinking about this as the warning has come out for those who take the cinnamon challenge, mostly teenagers. Teenagers have strange realities, don't they? Things that are either like your daughter's expression of concern or doing these foolish things that are not part of what we grew up on, you and I.
Well, you know, teenagers, as you and I were when we were teenagers, think they're invincible and nothing's going to happen. This is out of the Medical Journal of Pediatrics this week. Do not take the cinnamon challenge, anybody. It's a dangerous prank. It's been depicted in popular YouTube videos, Doug, and has led to hospitalizations and a surge in calls to poison control centers all over America. The fad, it involves daring someone to swallow a spoonful of ground cinnamon in just 60 seconds without water, but the spice is caustic, and trying to gulp it down, it can cause choking, throat irritation, breathing trouble, and even collapsed lungs. People with asthma or other respiratory conditions, they're at greater risk of having this result in shortness of breath and trouble breathing. Us parents need to pay attention to what our kids are viewing online.
Would you like to share for a moment what your daughter shared with us this past weekend, something that more and more students, people who are her age, 16 and a half years of age, are going through?
Well, Amanda, as the summer, last summer was ending, Amanda, who, my daughter, who's now 16 and a half, didn't seem to be herself. She's a really happy-go-lucky, old soul, amazingly mature kid, wonderfully lovely to be around. You know, I'm just objective here, not talking like Dad. And she just wasn't herself. She has never had trouble in school. Suddenly she's having trouble paying attention. Suddenly it looks like she's getting depressed. You know, people think this is the way teenagers act. They can't concentrate. They get depressed. Well, it just after a while seemed to me like it was more than just being a teenager, and it didn't seem to me like it was truly depression. We got her thyroid level checked, and it turns out she has low thyroid. She has the most common cause of low thyroid in America among adults or kids. It's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's a mouthful. It's where your immune system, it's supposed to protect you from foreign bodies and bugs, actually starts attacking the thyroid, which is a gland that's like a butterfly, sits on the top of your neck. It's responsible for metabolism from head to toe, how hot or cold you feel, how fast or slow your heart beats, whether you gain weight or not. But it can cause symptoms like depression. And she has now gotten on thyroid, and she is back to the Amanda we all love and hold dearly.
It's a good story. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring Cardiol to America from Italy. My cholesterol has jumped, or did jump, and I went to Ken, and we went to Dave McMahon that brought Cardiol over from Italy. What a great way, a natural remedy to help fix the problems of those who have high cholesterol. A free 30-day trial is available for you. All you have to do, pay shipping and handling, dial 888-809-6424. Yes, a free 30-day trial of Cardiol to lower your triglycerides and your cholesterol. 888-809-6424.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
After the hour from American Idol last night. I'm not trying to necessarily promote it and enhance the ratings, but there are some good stories here. You may have heard us earlier talking about Amber Holcomb and Candace Glover, Cree Harrison, Angie Miller. They are the four finalists. Most of the people here, Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, who are watching this. Kenny doesn't watch it, neither do I.
I don't watch. My wife watches.
He watches. Wander
through the room.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah. Angie Miller seems to be somebody that most people are favorably impressed by. Here's Amber Holcomb teaming up now with Cree Harrison. These are two, as I said, of the four finalists on Rumor Has It. Isn't that the Adele song?
It is.
All right. Saw this, what did you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it did a good job.
Well, you didn't think one was better than the other?
No, I didn't really.
All right, Angie Miller and Candace Glover performed together on Stay. You're trying to whittle this down. Is this an hour show or an hour and a half? How long does this last?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Everybody, that's why everybody performs a couple times.
Oh, it was? Wow.
2 hours. All right, so Roberta, what'd you think?
I watched it in 40 minutes.
Just when you zip through the commercials,
yeah.
Like I said, I think Angie's going to win. I think Candace is going to come in second, and then the other two girls. Yeah. I think Amber's off tonight.
Really? Amber Holcomb.
That's my prediction.
All right, let's see if Roberta is right. Amber Holcomb sang MacArthur Park last night for her second individual song. Outsider looking in and had never heard any of these people before or any of the ways that they perform. I would tell you I like this. Most of you
I think
like
she has a great voice. I'm kind of with Roberta on this, that the ones that have the most buzz are the ones that usually stay the longest, and she probably has the least amount of buzz. Although her Celine Dion song was amazing at the beginning, you know,
This is a great story song.
I thought she just totally destroyed it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go, folks. It's a horse race here. Candice Glover in her second single, Emotion, from last night. Judges like Amber Holmes.
Had bad song choices last night.
Candice did. And that's where we're at this point. Yeah. It's either you chose a good song or you didn't.
So is it up to the individual to choose his or her own music?
Yes. Off of a list, though. They have to have approved song.
Yeah. It's really interesting how all the men got dumped.
They weren't even close to the talent of the women. Yeah. Not even anywhere close.
Well, they didn't really get excited about this performance from Candice. Richie, Angie Miller, finish out the show with Cry Me a River. We only got a couple of seconds for this anyway. Judges were floored by
it. It was
her
very good. I remember all. It was very good.
Incredible. You told me love
was. Remembering Jonathan Winters. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Why, that's it! Sure! Look! It's a big W, I tell you! It's a big W!
Jonathan Winters makes a big discovery, the big W where a treasure is buried, in the 1963 comedy It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Winters, who died recently at age 87, didn't make many films, but when he did, he nearly always stole the show. He created a truly creepy character in the 1965 film The Loved One, playing a cemetery owner who reveals his plans to close the cemetery and launch its residents into orbit.
We're a nation on the move. Death has become a middle-class business. There's no future in it.
What about the loved ones?
To the stars, my dear. Resurrection! Now!
One of Winters' closest friends, Tim Conway, told me a couple of years ago that being friends with Winters brought its own special kind of lunacy.
He calls, I would say, about every third day at least, and he leaves a message on my phone, and he's a different guy each time with a different request. One time he was an admiral in the Navy, and it was 4th of July, and he wanted to know if he could come over and throw some firecrackers at me in a bathtub. He had some little ships and everything, and they were going to sail him around.
Not only will Jonathan Winters' friends miss him, I think his friend Jack Parr summed up why we all loved him during a 1964 introduction.
If Jonathan Winters is ever accused of anything, he's got the perfect alibi. He was someone else at the time. I'd rather he came out simply as himself to begin with, because when he's Johnny Winters, he cannot be imitated. The wild, wild man, my friend Jonathan Winters.
I'm Bill Newcott.
Like it, Jack. That thing you said, he'll probably die tonight. That's... But I've had a full life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Attention
gardeners, it's that time of year again. And with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your Heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
So far, a good day for you, and it will continue to be thus. Today's Thursday already, Thursday the 25th of April. Next week at this time, we'll be into the month of May. Actually, May 1st is next Wednesday, into the fifth month of the year 2013. Doug here with Rich and Jennifer. I was going to say Geneva, and I don't know why. Roberta Fasanelli is here, Ken Kessler, at your service, and on your side. Update, big news today, the Iraq war was all about oil. In case you didn't get that, it's
really
to make sure that you all understood. Yes, right, exactly. Dr. Joy Brown joins us in a moment. There wasn't too much of the comedic intent there taken by anybody but you, Roberta. Apparently, people don't think that's funny. 888-302-3684. Okay, so Dr. Joy dealing with this small town in Illinois with us in a few moments. But for now, other things happening that are big and presidential today. So in order for us to set the tone, set the mood, here we are. The Bush.
Do you guys remember the movie, the American Presidents? Remember that? Where they
yes.
all had different lyrics to the song, All the
yes.
Presidents?
Right, yeah. All right, so all of the presidents are going to be in Houston today. Mm-hmm. Is it Houston? No, it's Dallas.
No.
Where the heck is this?
Where is it?
The George W. Bush Presidential Center is going to be dedicated today. It is, quote, a personal scrapbook.
Really?
Of the 43rd president and his wife. Let's see here. All living presidents will be there. Mr. Bush, his father, George, who's 88, 89, doesn't look too good in the pictures I've seen. President Obama will be there. This will be, I love it when these guys all get together. Because Jimmy Carter
yeah,
can
they
show.
Yeah, look like they have fun.
No, they don't.
Well,
no.
I think they do.
Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton
but
don't
the rest
have
of them.
Fun. No,
and no Clinton loves George H.W. Bush. They're like father-son.
Oh, yeah. No, they're very tight.
They're besties.
It's Jimmy Carter that's the outside
Why
guy.
Is it when I started this and everybody jumps in and you don't let me finish my sentence? I was about to make it because you were wrong. I was not wrong at all. I didn't finish the sentence.
You were going to correct yourself.
I was not trying to correct myself
wrong.
Because I didn't say anything that was wrong.
Okay, good.
Jimmy Carter despises Bill Clinton. That was the end of the sentence.
Right.
Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter do not get along. All you have to do is look at the video. The most recent video is the inauguration, the last time around, when they politely shook hands and then moved as far away from each other as they could. Jimmy Carter has been very judgmental, I suppose, about Clinton and his philandering.
Right, and he actually comes out and makes comments about sitting presidents, and that's a kind of a no-no. There was a story yesterday just talking about they got Bush's comments, George W. Bush, about the bombings in Boston, and everybody was trying to get something out of him about how
he's been very
Obama
good about that.
Has handled it, and Bush is mums. I mean, he just
he does not
take a shot at Obama.
No,
and Carter, he was happy to take shots at anybody. And that's why he's kind of the odd man out.
Clinton has had a few shots taken at him, and he's taken a few, but not many, because he and the Bushes. There's this sort of strange rivalry. And it's a real rivalry. I don't know if rivalry, but there is an interesting relationship between Bill Clinton and Daddy Bush and George, the younger Bush. Bill Clinton, in many ways, according to Barbara, the mother, is a son to George. Apparently, Bill Clinton, at least once a week, is up to Kennebunk or wherever George is down in Houston to see how he's doing. They're on the phone together. They do that. What is that face? What is that thing?
FaceTime.
FaceTime. Mm-hmm. Right. And apparently he pays more attention to Daddy Bush than does George. Anyway, having said that, they're all together. But
in
I
Dallas,
loved,
by the way, I looked it up.
It's Dallas. That's right. The video is always so great of these guys when they're all together
You hear the Leno joke last night about why Obama is there?
No.
To get some ideas on his presidential library that he will build someday, and it will be called the Blame George W. Bush Presidential Library.
All right. He's done plenty of that. But George Bush, I'm not a big fan of George W. H., the younger one, but I think he's been very smart and reasoned in his approach. And also, did I see something yesterday, Jennifer, about how as the story unfolds, how the presentation, because the library is all about how the people who support him look at his presidency.
Right.
So there's all kinds of, stuff that apparently
lots
isn't too accurate.
Well, there's lots of stuff from 9/11. There's interactive video exhibits.
Yeah, they don't let George Soros build any exhibits in there.
No. Like, wondering about the accuracy of it. Meanwhile,
there's also his baseball collection, which is what I would want to go to.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's got it. I'm sure it's a great one.
Former part owner of the Rangers.
The Rangers,
Former President Clinton has officially joined Twitter, sending out his first tweets to his daughter and to Stephen Colbert. What did he say to Colbert? Did anybody see this, Kenny? Did you see this? What did he say to Stephen Colbert?
I didn't see it, but let's see. It's right here. Excited to join Chelsea Clinton and my good friend Stephen Colbert on Twitter. Stephen Colbert is the one who got him
to join it.
Start. He was he was on his show about a month ago, and then he set up a Twitter account.
His second tweet, which I think is really cute, is just got a call from Chelsea, ready to start Twitter lessons tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so cute and realistic. I mean, I've had to give my dad some Twitter lessons. I don't know about you guys.
My daughter doesn't like Twitter. My son doesn't like either one of them, so he's not on either one of them. Megan's all over Facebook. I mean, all over Facebook. Jennifer follows her. I don't know. Roberta. Well, Roberta,
yeah, I have. I have Megan online, too. Yes.
Yeah, I think, Richie, you've been there. She is like the Facebook person, Facebook diva, but Brendan will have nothing to do with it. So
why is that, do you think?
Brendan, he's not interested in small talk or the kinds of things that he thinks are self-aggrandizing or self-revealing. Not interested.
Here's your daughter's latest post.
Uh-huh.
When I grow up, I want to be Margaret Atwood.
Who's Margaret Atwood?
Exactly. She just cracks me up.
She called me yesterday from the car, and she's got one. Megan follows the rules. So where I will be in my car in California using my phone, trying to be subtle because I put it in my lap or something, Megan hooks it up to the, what do they call the thing in the car that you have?
Bluetooth?
Bluetooth, that's it, right. So she's not particularly, the connection's not particularly good, so she goes on and on about stuff that she thinks I can hear, and I'm finally saying to her, Megan, I can't understand what you're saying, and then she goes on to explain, what she just said, and I still can't understand it. Some of those, now Meredith has it in her car, and I don't really, when we have talked.
I have the Ford Sync system.
Yeah, does it work easily?
Great. Oh, yeah, it works
it's
great.
Good.
Yeah.
I think some of the cars are better than others with it. But at any rate, the bottom line is that she's very expressive, and she was happy to do Facebook training for me as well, Jennifer.
I love your daughter's code posts.
Yeah.
Oddly, my mariachi oldies playing neighbor is providing a welcome hit of normalcy just now.
Well, Megan has, where she lives, this is the first time they've had their own house. So she lives just below Dodger Stadium. When we go walk with the dogs, we walk around Dodger Stadium up on top of the hill. And there's a person that lives right above. Remember, everything in Los Angeles County is on top of everything else. So Megan lives on the side of a hill in Echo Park, and the neighbor above her has this, and most of the neighbors put up with it.
I realized I was going to get a story with this.
I think it's funny that you don't make fun of her neighborhood, but yet you make fun of mine. Yeah.
Well, but her neighborhood is not quite, no, it's a little different neighborhood. I'm not suggesting it's any better, it's just, it's different.
Oh, well, Megan eats oysters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Megan likes to eat oysters.
I love oysters.
You anyway, eat oysters.
So the house above hers, the fellow who's in it has dogs that make a lot of noise to music, and he plays on the weekends. He fills the whole neighborhood with all this music, mariachi, whatever. I've been over there and said, man, this is awful. No, it's fun to listen. They like listening to the dogs bark to the tune of the mariachi, or he's playing oldies as well, which I...
How do you think your daughter's going to feel about the fact that we sat here and read her Facebook posts and discussed her?
She'll be okay.
Yeah, okay.
Send her a note, will you, Jennifer, telling her that we have... handily taking care of most of her.
I'm just going to post on her Facebook.
Richie, you can do that.
That we're reading her posts on the air right now.
It's a live feed right now.
We are monitoring.
And by the way, you can tell her that we started by talking about her lessons on Facebook to me and Bill Clinton going on Twitter. She'll enjoy that because she loves Chelsea. Chelsea was moved into her apartment. Remember I told you that? When Megan finished, Megan has a PhD from one of the Oxford colleges in England. And Chelsea was finishing a degree over there for a year.
I know,
and
I have
Megan
to check my grammar.
Moved out. Yeah, better check your grammar.
That's right.
Chelsea moved into the apartment. Anyway, enough on this. We've got to get to Joy, who will be with us in just a moment. Dr. Joy Brown takes care of a really serious situation in a small Illinois town. Advice for people who go through trauma. Coming right up here on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, It's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Team's going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Dean Milner, quarterback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
For the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Dean Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, is stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top part.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, it's now 14 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is here with us, the country's foremost real doctor of the mind on the radio. How's that? Doctor of the mind. You like that? Doctor of the mind. So five people were killed in a small Illinois town yesterday. A suspect also died in the shootout. The victims were all shot to death in the house. State police wouldn't confirm how the victims were related, but the Chicago Trib says today they were a grandmother, a young couple, two children, six-year-old girl among them. They were killed by some guy that authorities haven't identified yet. They chased him down the road. The police did. They shot him, and he was done. So this is a very small town. Manchester, Illinois, is like Ashley, Illinois, where my mother came from, 700 population. So the town, now the whole thing about this town, and certainly the circumstance that presents itself with more violence every day, Joy. We hear more and more about violence, younger children being killed, senseless stuff that just it seems to add to the national trauma. What do you say to people who might call you, very likely from a station nearby there, might call you on your radio program and ask how they are to treat this horrible reality?
I must admit, I come from a particular bias. I think there are just too many guns around. I think they're too available. I think that they've become a part of our conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. And that I've told the story before. When I first got my PhD, I got a call from a neighbor. They said, you have to come down. And I came down, and they were both very well-educated people. Their floor in their kitchen was covered with what looked like BBs. It turned out to be vitamins. They had thrown bottles of vitamins at each other that had shattered and were all over the floor. And I remember thinking then, if there'd been a gun, there'd been two deaths. Wow. So, I think it's not abnormal for people to get angry. Mm-hmm. It's not abnormal for people to lose control. And the point is, if there's an availability of a weapon that will kill somebody, I think we're putting each other at risk more and more. We know that the statistics about gun violence are that people are most likely to, that the gun is likely to be used against them or in a domestic situation.
All right, so what do we tell the people that are, the victims are done, but the people in the town are all afraid, much anything else there. You know, in these small towns, there's not a lot of sophistication. I say that lovingly. So what do you tell people that come from families that are all shook up about something like this?
Well, do we know, was the perpetrator a stranger, or was he...
Not a stranger, but not a member of the family, at least that's the way it appears at the moment.
So there, it was a neighbor? I mean, I think it's hard. Let me just say one thing about speculation. Because we had it last week when we were dealing with the Boston bombing situation.
Yeah.
And for 48 hours, nobody knew anything. And one of my listeners had a brilliant point, I think. He said, speculation just reinforces our prejudices. So at this moment, I mean, look, as a psychologist, what I would say is we know statistically when something like this happens, it's most likely to be a family member. It truly is domestic. domestic violence. It's a boyfriend or a next door neighbor, or it's somebody that everyone knows. But at this moment, we just don't know. And my point about speculation for me is that I think at the water cooler, all of us are allowed to speculate. Once they put a microphone in front of us and we get paid for talking, I think we have to be very careful about speculation. I don't know. But I think I guess I would say to the people in the town who are terrified, wait till you know. We don't know what the situation
right.
is.
The news media, however, helps us to jump to confusion.
Well, they get paid to fill the airwaves 24 right. hours a day on the cable news channels.
With garbage.
With speculation.
And so that's, you pay no attention. That would be an interesting rub to this. Just pay no attention to the so-called news media. Dr. Joy Brown. Richie, what's the phone number?
888-99-DR-JOY.
There we go.
855-99.
No, 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Zellweger from Chicago. The song's called Roxy. Renee is 44 today. What an interesting what she does with her body for the various roles that she plays.
Yeah, she
remember
goes up
was
and
Bridget
down.
Jones.
Right,
was
she had to gain weight.
Heavy.
She doesn't look good now because of it. I don't know. Or maybe she just has too much Botox.
She's lost too much weight.
I don't know. Her face always just looks kind of squinchy.
Yeah, it's too bad because it was better when it was full. Anyway, this is Renee singing, as I said, from the movie Chicago. A song called Roxy. Renee, 44 years old today. Another celebrant is an actor that's a real veteran. Most people like what he does. He has been around for, I would bet, close to 50 years as a practicing successful actor, and certainly would be an icon now, to be sure. Let's give you three different cuts from a movie that he's really solidly identified with, and you can dial us at 888-302-3684. Promise we'll pay attention to your calls. First one in with the right answer gets on the air, gets the swell prize from our Doug Steffen prize closet. Here's the first clue.
This country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Yeah, got it.
All right, 888-302-3684 to connect with us to identify this movie. We have two more clues. Here's the second one.
I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
I don't know.
One of the most popular movies ever made.
Yeah, but some people will confuse it with some other stuff in the same genre.
Not after this next clip.
All right, here's the last clip.
Yeah, say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend!
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684 here on Good Day. It's time for a moment, and then Chucker will have a long list of important things in the movie news box on Good Day.
Teams are going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, quarterback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab D. Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top part.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here with Movie News. All right.
This is an interesting story, Doug. According to reports, 20th Century Fox has closed a deal for the movie rights to the 1955 musical Guys and Dolls.
Really?
And is looking to cast Channing Tatum and Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the roles made famous by Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando. What do you think of that?
I don't think Tatum has the chops. So I don't know. Who's the other guy?
Yeah, you do.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who was in 500 Days of Summer. He did a great piece, hosted SNL a couple times.
He's been in everything the past few years.
What, Channing Tatum? No, Channing Tatum?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, Tatum has been. All right, so they both are visible anyway, whether they can pull it off or not.
Levitt's a great actor.
I'll tell you that I thought Tatum did a nice job at the Oscars in the song and dance routine.
He did.
So
he did.
He may have it.
You know, and people can say what they want, but this guy has had is having a very nice career. The studios love him because his movies make money.
Which one are you talking about? Both of them? Which one are you talking about?
I think they're both. I think I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, he's
but
great.
I think I certainly respect Channing Tatum because.
Right.
You know, from a male model to
right and everything. He's in every time you turn around, he's got some part in some movie. It's a pretty amazing story,
and he's very likable.
Yeah, my son who knows him says he's a great kid. Yeah, go ahead.
One other bit of news: Arnie Hammer, who will star opposite Johnny Depp in the Lone Ranger movie, signing on to co-star with Tom Cruise in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. with Warner Brothers. That's another good part. Most people will know
he's very choosy. I don't mean to be a name dropper, but he and my son are friends as well. He's very choosy about what he does.
Then why did he do this crazy...
What, Lone Ranger?
Lone Ranger.
Oh, because he wanted to be with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Here's Rob in St. Louis. Name of the movie, Rob, is...
That is Scarface.
Al Pacino turned 73 today. Good job. You get the good prize. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.